You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And I feel
that we just cannot exhaust all the wonderful things about this wonderful truth.
我们很有盼望，很有这样雄心大志，要把约翰福音从头到底讲完。
We do have this ambition to preach through the whole book of John.
为什么我说有很大的雄心大志呢？
Why should I use the word ambition?
因为我们约翰福音从头讲到现在，讲到第五章。
Because we already preached 20 times through these 5 chapters. And it's still not quite finished, the chapter 5.
但是如果我们不这样仔细读的话，许多地方它的精彩的地方我们就不能完全得着。
But if we don't just go through this so carefully, we will miss a lot.
约翰福音第五章，上次我们讲到他们来到一个重要的争论上面。
Last time we mentioned in this chapter 5, they come to a very important argument.
就是耶稣到底是谁？
It is who Jesus is.
事实上，犹太人对他的攻击最大的问题，也就是不认识他到底是谁。
And after all, the greatest point that the Jews are trying to attack is they really don't know who he is.
上一次我们讲的耶稣行了一件神迹，在安息日为人治病。
Last week we talked about this wonderful miracle that he performed on Sabbath.
并且在他解释的时候，他特别提到他自己与神是同等的。
And when he tried to explain the whole situation, he did put himself equal with God.
今天我们就要继续看，当他们控告耶稣把自己当作与神同等的时候，他怎么回答。
So now today, we want to see the answers Jesus gave them when they tried to accuse him that he is put himself equal with God.
上一次我们讲的耶稣基督两重的冒犯，冒犯了法利赛人。
Last week we preached on that there's two offense that Jesus made to the Pharisees.
一方面，他干犯了安息日。
First of all, that he break the Sabbath.
第二方面，他自己称为神的儿子。
Secondly, he called himself the Son of God.
我们现在就继续看约翰福音第五章，请大家从十九节读起。So
let's continue on to study the book of John, chapter 5. Let's start by reading verse 19.
我实在是很抱歉，要弟兄姊妹多读一点圣经。
You don't have to apologize.
因为我们没有把它都讲，所以很多地方就读过就不能再解释。We
have to read a few more verses so that we will only emphasize on a few.
我试试看把19节到47节这个将近30节的圣经讲一些重点。
I will take select a few points to talk about through this verses 19 through 46, 47.
所以请大家弟兄姊妹读的时候稍微认真一点。
So when we read these scriptures, let's really pay attention.
请我们一起来读19节。Let's
read verse 19.
耶稣对他们说， 我实实在在地告诉你们，此地自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事给他看，指给他看，叫你们稀奇。父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。 父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差来者的父。我实实在在的告诉你们，听我话，就信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在的告诉你们，后将到，现在就是了。
使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。
Because
do not marvel this when the hour is coming, in which all who are in the tomb shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who did the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. Let's have a little short pause so we can breathe a little. Okay, let's go on from verse 30. I can do nothing on my own
initiative,
as I hear and judge. And my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I long bear witness of myself, my testimony is not true.
我的见证又不真，另有一位给我做见证，我也知道他给我做的见证是真的。你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。其实我所说的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这些话，为要叫你们得救。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这边见证我是父所差来的，差我来的父也为我做过见证。你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的你们不信。好，我们再听一下。
Take another pause.
从30节到38这里讲到三个见证。
From verse 30 to 38, we're talking about three testimonies.
哪三个见证呢？
Which three witnesses?
第一个就是施洗约翰的见证。
One is of the John the Baptist.
第二个主耶稣讲他自己所做的事情是一个见证。
Secondly, the things that he himself was doing are the witness for him.
第三个父曾经为他做过见证。
And thirdly, the father did give witness to him.
从19节到29节，这里边讲到很重要的真理。
So from verse 19 through 29, we are talking about some very, very important truth.
这个真理里面讲到耶稣所做的事情完全是借着父神的名义做的。
We talk about all the things that Jesus did are in the name of the Father.
他不仅与神同等，他与神完全的合一。
Not only he is the same with God, he is one with God, the Father.
并不是因为他与神同等，他就能做任何的事情超过神要他做的。
It is not because he's equal to God, equal with God, that he can do anything by himself.
今天我们有一个错误的观念。
Today we have a wrong impression.
当我们觉得与某某人一样有权利的时候，
when we think that we have the same power as somebody else,
我们往往不能够同心做一件事情。
And a lot of times we cannot do one thing in one accord.
所以你知道，在政治上面一个多头马车的局面永远弄不好。
So this this caused a great problem in the political world.
但是今天主耶稣说一件特别的话。
But today, Jesus said something very special.
他说虽然他与父神平等，
although he said he is equal to God, to God the Father,
但是他却与父神完全的同心，
but he is in total one accord with God the Father.
并且因着他与父神同等，
and just because of that,
他能够完全把自己放在父神的手下，
so he can really submit himself under Father the God.
因为他与父神有一样的权柄，
and just because he has the same authority,
他可以完全不需要自己来做那个权柄，
and he doesn't have to assume that authority.
他可以把自己完全放在父的权柄底下，
and he can totally submit himself under the authority of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个奇妙不奇妙？
So isn't this a wonderful thing?
人都是要自己挣扎努力得到权柄。
It's so different from man because we all strive to get power.
一旦你得到那个权柄和地位，
and once you got that power,
你就一误用那个权柄，
and then it's very easy to abuse them.
滥用那个权柄，
to overuse them.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督不是这样。
But Jesus is not like that.
腓立比书第二章里面告诉我们说，他虽然与父神同等为抢夺的。
In the Philippians chapter 2, it says, although he is the equal with God,
他却降卑他的自己。
But he humbled himself.
他不愿意与摆在父神同等的地位。
He doesn't want to really put himself equal with God.
反倒倒空了自己。
But empty himself.
取了人的形象。
To take the form of a man.
自己降了不晓得多少层，从神来做人。
And it's just, we don't know how many steps he come down.
因此他取了人的形象，就完全在这人的地位里面和神来交通。
So in a position as a man,
在人的形象 image
so in the image of man, he has perfect fellowship with Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是了不起的一件事情。
And this is a very very marvelous thing.
他没有一件事情是需要自己站在神的地位来定规。
There's not even one thing he has to to do by putting himself in the position of a God.
这就是耶稣基督道成肉身降世为人的奥秘。
Now this is the greatest mystery of Jesus' incarnation.
他来到地上的时候，人看他是十足的人。
When he came down to this earth, people saw him as 100% perfect man.
他就做了人顺服神的一个完全的代表。
So he became the type of 100% obedience to God.
约翰福音第五章里面主怎么说
in this scripture it say
只凭着自己不做什么
it said the son will do nothing
只凭着自己不审判什么
and God and the son will not judge by himself
全凭父神来审判
it was was depend on the father God the father
只自己不做什么
and the son does not do anything
全凭父亲来做决定
exceptFrom the by Father's initiative.
弟兄姊妹，你看这当中多大的安息跟多大的顺服。
So can you see that what wonderful rest the son is having?
正好最近这一两天，我有一两件事情非常搅扰我的心。
And for the past few days, there's something that really troubles me.
但是当我读到约翰福音第五章的时候
，But when I read through this John 5,
我在这里找到一个秘诀。
And I found a secret.
我在这里就学习一件事情。
And I learned something.
我对我的父说，父啊，我凭着自己不做什么。
So I just talked to my father. I said, Father, I won't do anything.
我看见你所做的，我才做。
I will not do anything except I see you do it.
我凭着自己不审判什么。
And I will judge nothing.
你所审判的，我才审判。
And only what you judge, I'll judge.
审判就是判断。
And this judgment means making decisions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我就发现一个奇妙的秘诀。
So then I find out a great secret.
当我这样顺服父神的权柄的时候
，When I obey the authority of my father,
我里面有完全的安息。
And inside I receive this wonderful, perfect peace.
你知道我们每个人都喜欢做决定，喜欢做事情。
You see, we all like to do something. We all like to make some decisions.
但是属灵的事情却不完全一样。
But in spiritual matter are not like that.
只有当我们学会听见父神的命令
，Only when we learn
看见他的权柄
，Only when we learn that the Father's authority and we see His will.Do we know what to do?
我们才能做正确的事情
And then we can do the right thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是耶稣基督来到地上一个最奇妙的见证。
Now this is the most wonderful testimony that Jesus can give us.
但是可惜很多人看不见。
But it's a pity that a lot of us cannot really see that.
这也没有什么稀奇。
That's really nothing to marvel about.
当我们这样顺服父神的时候
Because
when, 人不一定知道我们为什么这样做。
Because when we obey,a father like that, men may not know the reason. And men may not really actually see any outward actions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当犹太人和他在那里辩论主耶稣的回答，头一个他并没有拿出这许多见证来给人看。
So when the Pharisees is trying to argue with him, at first he did not really pull out all those witnesses.
他解释一些属灵的原则。
He just explained the spiritual principles to them.
我想这些法利赛人是做梦也不会想到的。
And I believe those Pharisees would never really imagine and can understand that.
因为世界上没有一个人是这样做事的。
Because in this world, nobody's doing things like that.
没有一个人是肯凭着这样舍己顺服、寻求父神的旨意，而在地上通行全地、掌管万有。
Because humanly speaking, nobody's willing to do that, to be obedient and to be submissive and to do things like that.
所以主耶稣自己最后的结论说：“我凭着自己不能做什么。”
So the conclusion Jesus draws is, I would not do anything by my own initiative.
我怎么听见，我才怎么审判。
Only what I hear, I judge.
一个有心的人就要问：那么我们是不是也能学会这样听见父神的声音而做任何的决定
Now you would probably want to ask, now can we do the same thing only when we hear what the Father do, say, then we do?
答案是肯定的。
The answer is yes.
因为主说死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就活了。
The dead shall hear the son, the voice of the son, and the dead shall become alive.
当我们听见耶稣基督声音的时候，我们活过来了。
And he who hear the son of God will become alive.
那一个活过来的人就有能力听见神说话。
And the living shall hear his voice.
这是我们基督徒的经历。
Now this is our experience.
我们借着近前的生活，对于圣经的熟练和我们心中的期望。
Through godly love and the familiarity with the scripture and our hope in our heart.
神要对我们说话。
God will speak to us.
一个成熟的基督徒。
A mature Christian.
神儿子耶稣基督长成身量的基督徒。
With the statue of Jesus in him.
必须也是必定会学会这个经历。
Will eventually learn and experience this.
主耶稣说我的见证是真的。
Jesus said, my witness is true.
你知道吗？所有的人都希望人相信他的见证。
You see, everybody wanted to, want people to believe in him.
我发现我做传道人久了以后有一个麻烦。
I found out, as a preacher, I have this problem.
我不大能开玩笑。
I don't seem to be able to joke too often.
因为我一开玩笑，他们认为我讲的是真的。
Because when I try to tell a joke, the people will think what I'm trying to say is true.
如果把这话传出去，那天下要大乱。
And if they consider it as true and they pass out the word, then that's really terrible.
至少人家觉得我说了假话。
And then people will think that I'm speaking lie.
但弟兄姊妹，每个人都盼望自己所做的见证人能够接受。
But everybody want other people to believe in him.
主耶稣说我的见证是真的。
And Jesus says, my testimony is true.
你知道在旧约的时候，他们对于做见证是个相当审慎的态度。
In the Old Testament time, to bear witness is a very, very significant thing.
这个见证常常可以决定人的生死。
Because that can really decide one's the decision factor in a matter of life and death.
所以圣经上说两个人的见证是真的。
So in the Bible it says the witness of two are true.
我相信这就是西方尤其基督教的国家采取公证人制度的这个原因。
And I believe that's our system are based upon.
你知道我们中国人的做决定是青天大老爷。
And the traditional Chinese way is that everything is depend on this wonderful lordship.
所以这个审判的权柄跟行政的权柄是一条线的。
It seems that it combined the executive power and the judiciary power.
那西方的制度就是行政的权柄和审判的权柄分开的。
But in this Western world, it was separated.
这个当中当然我们不是谈政治。
Let's not go into that.
但是这里却明白摆了一件事情。
But here we hear something very, very clear.
两个人的见证才是真的。
The witness from two persons will be true.
所以当耶稣说他要为自己做见证的时候，他们说你为自己做见证，你的见证不真。
So when Jesus tried to bear witness for himself, then people say, no, you can't do that, that won't be true.
主耶稣后来说我做的见证也是真的。
But then later on, Jesus did say that the witness I bear is true.
我虽然为自己做见证，我的见证还是真的。
Although I bear witness for myself, it is true.
你到法院里第一件事情他叫你举手。
First thing when you go to give testimonies, they want you to raise your hand.
叫你指着圣经宣誓。
To give your oath with your hands on the Bible.
怎么说的？我所说都是真的，全部是真的，没一点不是真的。
And I said, all I give is all truth, nothing but the truth.
这是为什么？
Now why we do that?
当耶稣基督在这些人面前，好像一个审判台前。
It seems that Jesus was right before judgment.
虽然没有正式的控告。
Although there's no official persecution.
也没有正式的提审。
And there's no official judgment.
主耶稣却提出三个证明，证明他自己是神的儿子，并且他与父神同等。
But nevertheless, Jesus mentioned three witnesses to prove that he is true.
只有父神的儿子能够与父神同等。
Only the son of uh, God the Father is the same as is equal with God, with the Father.
所以耶稣说三个见证是什么见证？
So which are these three witnesses?
第一个见证是施洗约翰的见证。
One is from John the Baptist.
第二个见证是他自己事情的见证。
And second one is from his deed.
第三个见证是父神曾经为他做见证。
And the third one is the Father did give bear witness for his own son.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰在写这些见证的时候是相当小心的。
When John wrote this part, he is very, very careful.
因为在约翰福音从第一章到第五章里面，我们已经看见这三个见证。
Because from through this book, chapter 1 through 3, we already see these three witnesses.
施洗约翰怎么说？
What did John the Baptist say?
当人都到施洗约翰那里去的时候，
When all people all went to John the Baptist.
当施洗约翰在约旦河里面为别人施洗的时候，
When he's baptizing people in the river of Jordan.
他在那里大声疾呼，
He's shouting.
当人们以为约翰或者是基督的时候，
When people think John being the Messiah.
他说我不是基督，
He said, no, I'm not him.
他说有一位在我以后来的，
Now there's one that come later.
能力权柄比我更大。
His power, his authority is far greater than I.
我就是给他解鞋带也是不配的。
Even when I'm not even worthy to tie his shoelace.
当耶稣基督来到约旦河的时候。
When Jesus come to the river of Jordan.
施洗约翰忽然就大声的喊叫。
And that time, John the Baptist just cried out.
他说看啊。
He said, Behold,
看啊,
Behold,
神的羔羊,
the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的,
He who will take away the sin of the world.
他对他们在这周围跟随他人说, 看啊, 这是神的羔羊。
So he pointed out to the people around there, he said, Behold, this is the Lamb of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 约翰所做的见证, 在约旦河外, 这些法利赛人都听见了。
So this is the witness that John already did, and all those Pharisees around that time, at that place, all heard it.
但是他们没有放在心里面。
But they did not took that in their heart, into their heart.
其实约翰的见证是一个很小的见证。
And actually, that witness is a very small one.
约翰怎么知道他是神的儿子？
How did John know that this is the Son of God?
也是因为圣灵先降在他的身上。
It is because the Holy Spirit sent on him first.
约翰对众人说，我看见圣灵降在谁的身上，谁就是神的儿子。
You see, because John said, if I see the Holy Spirit descend upon us, whoever will be the Son of God.
他说，我看见圣灵降在他的身上，我就证明这是神的儿子。
And then later on, he said, I saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus, so I know he is the Son of God.
约翰自己本人若不是看见圣灵的工作，看见父神的应许，他不能做见证。
If John himself did not see this fulfillment of the promise, he cannot bear this kind of witness.
他并不是当事人。
He is not directly involved.
你知道审判的制度里面一定要问当事人问过他的话，你做了什么？你做了什么？这是你做的吗？那是你做的吗？才能决定他的话是真的假的。
You see, the first thing the so-called accused.Should have to admit answer to the accusation.
但是约翰不过是一个证人之一而已。
But here John is but one of the witnesses.
所以耶稣说，我有比约翰更大的见证。
And so that's why Jesus mentioned that I have some a greater witness, greater than John.
但是你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
But it seems that you enjoy just for the time being the light.From John the Baptist.
约翰是点着的明灯。
John is that lighted lamp.
在当时的世代照亮那一个世代的人。
In that age, in that time, really shine upon and enlighten all the people at that time.
但是不过是暂时的。
But that was but temporary.
他不是从永远来。
He did not come from eternity.
也没有办法知道永远的事情。
He cannot understand and know all things.
但是神却是从亘古到永远一直是神。
But God, rather, is God.From eternity to eternity.
他知道过去,
he knows all the things past.
也知道将来,
and he knows all things to come.
他知道耶稣基督在这个时代中间所做的见证的目的价值是什么。
He knows fully well the purpose of Jesus being on this earth for this time.
但是这些人不能认识父神的心意。
But those people, they don't understand the heart of the Father.
他们只好暂时看见约翰就接受约翰的见证。
So only temporarily when they saw John, they accept him and enjoy his light.
所以耶稣说你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光，或者说你们喜欢他暂时的光。
So it seems that Jesus mentioned, you enjoy Jesus, the light of John, temporarily, or another word, and his temporary light.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰的见证是暂时的。
So the witness that John carried is but a temporary one.
但是耶稣所说，我有比约翰更大的见证。
But Jesus said that I have greater witnesses.
这是什么？
Now, what is that?
这是从父神做的见证，并且也是父神交给他做的事情本身的见证。
That is from God the Father, and also it's the things that the Father want him to do.
前面说父要把更大的事指给耶稣看。
It says that Father will point out even greater things to Jesus.
当你们看见，主耶稣对那些法利赛人说，你们看见这些更大的时候，你们要相信我是基督。
They say, then Jesus tell them that later on, when you see these greater things, you shall believe that I am Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这是一个长的审判。
You see, this is a very, very long judgment.
也不是关在监牢里面，而是很长，开很长的庭。
It is not something confined in a local time and place, but rather a prolongedprocess.
耶稣他一生都在证明他是神的儿子。
Because throughout the whole life of Jesus, that he is trying to prove to the world that he is Christ.
你知道，很多时候我们长的审判一拖两三年，拖得长得不得了了。
You see sometimes the trial will just go on for years.
但是耶稣基督在这里，他用一生的时间证明他是神的儿子。
But here Jesus using his whole lifetime to prove that he is the Son of God.
凭什么？
Now why?
凭着他所做的事情。
The thing he is based on what he's doing here.
若是我们凭着耶稣的教训还不够。
Now if we only learn of his doctrine, it's not enough.
因为法利赛人也会教训。
Because the Pharisees then also have all kinds of doctrines.
并且以往也有非常好的法利赛的教师。
And also before that time, there are great teachers.Pharisee teachers.
就是我们中国也有很好的教导，教我们怎么做人。
Even in China, we have all kinds of great teachings, teach us how to be a man.
但是这里耶稣跟人看见的不一样。
But here, Jesus gave us a totally different thing.
不管那些再好的教训是什么。
It doesn't matter how great those previous doctrines are.
总有一个感叹。
There's always one regret.
他们都是能说不能行。
It's all that they can talk about, but they cannot do.
标准放得很高。
The standard is always there, they are very high.
但是我们自己的生命是软弱，是失败的，我们不能达到我们的标准。
But our life is always so weak and so weak and wicked that we can never really achieve that, even our own goal.
我们知道应当爱人。
We know we have to love people.
但是我们是能说不能行。
But we can talk about it, but we really can't do it.
我们应当赦免。
We have to forgive.
我们应当敬爱神。
We have to love the Lord.
但是我们所说的容易，做起来不容易。
But it seems that it's easy to talk about, but it's very, very hard to do.
我们应当过一个圣洁的生活。
We have to live a godly life.
我们应当尽我们全力来爱我们的邻舍。
And we have to love our neighbors with all our hearts.
但是我们做不到。
But we can't do it.
就是在我们家庭里面也不能和睦。
Even in our families, there are quarrels.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们生命不行。
Because it's something wrong with our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当耶稣做到他所做的事情的时候，
so that's when Jesus talked about the things that he did.
却远远超过教训所能给人考验的范围。
It's far greater than all the doctrines can reach.
以后我们看见，当他真正在比拉多面前受审判的时候，
so later on when we see when Jesus actually appeared was presented before Pilate.
他们都必须做见证说，我在这个人身上查不出有什么罪来。
And they have to say that we cannot find any fault in this man.
他没有做一件不好的事情。
Because he did not do anything that is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣所做的事情都好。
We know Jesus did everything right.
不仅都好。
Not only they're all good.
更要紧的是有能力。
And then even more so, that they are all filled with power.
他叫瘸子行走。
He can make the lame to walk.
叫瞎子看见。
He can make the blind to see.
叫聋子听见。
He can make the dumb to hear.
叫大麻风的洁净。
And make the leper clean. So everyone who sees Jesus have to admit that in him, in this man, there is power.
弟兄姊妹们，因为他凭着自己不做什么，看见父所做的，他才做。
Because he did not do anything by his own initiative. He only do things when he sees the Father did.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.